听力课堂，听 class.com.
Our next word group is called the naughty and the nice. We'll be dealing with words that describe people when they're being mean and when they're being pleasant.
As you can probably imagine, there are plenty of words for both, so let's waste no time in getting started. We'll begin with the first half of the group, the naughty words.
Our first word is belligerent. A bully is belligerent. Al was so belligerent that the meeting had the feel of a boxing match.
Belligerent means combative, quarrelsome, or waging war. To be belligerent is to push other people around, to be noisy and argumentative and threatening.
Belligerent is both a noun and an adjective. Sometimes one belligerent in a conflict is more belligerent than the other. And the noun belligerence, ending spelled E-N-C-E, is the kind of behavior a belligerent bully would display.
One way a belligerent can provoke another person is to say caustic things about them.Caustic literally means corrosive or burning like acid, as in, the caustic detergent ate right through Harry's laundry.
Often, however, caustic is used figuratively to describe things people say or do to annoy one another. A caustic comment is one that is so nasty or insulting that it seems to sting or burn the person to whom it is directed. For example, the teacher's caustic criticism of Sally's term paper left her in tears.
Caustic remarks are often the trademark of cynical people.For example, when the rich man gave $1 million to the museum, cynics said he was merely trying to buy himself a reputation as a cultured person.
A cynic is one who deeply distrusts human nature, one who believes humans are motivated only by selfishness. Cynicism is often used to describe a general grumpiness and pessimism about human nature. To be cynical is to be extremely suspicious of the motivation of other people.
Okay, what do you call a prize fighter who is in line to win the championship?Here's a hint. Marlon Brando, On the Waterfront.
I could have been a...
A contender?
Exactly. A contender is a fighter, and to contend is to fight or argue for something. This leads us to the next word, contentious. A person who's contentious is looking for a fight.
Then it would follow that two people having a fight are themselves contentious, and to be contentious in a discussion is to make a lot of noisy objections.Contentious means argumentative or quarrelsome.
Another word that describes general nastiness is acerbic. Not far in meaning from caustic, acerbic means bitter, sour, and severe. Here's an example. Her acerbic comment about Tom's driving ability deeply wounded his pride.
Acerb and acerbic are synonyms, and acerbity means bitterness. Jimmy decided a divorce was in order after his wife Jane's 10,000th acerbic remark since their wedding night.Her bitterness had ruined their marriage.
Another way to ruin a relationship is to make pejorative comments. For example, you have bad breath is a pejorative remark.
Pejorative means negative or disparaging. Loudmouth is a nickname with a pejorative connotation. Abe's lukewarm description of the college as a pretty good school was unintentionally pejorative.
When someone sets out to deceive, then they are practicing chicanery.Political news, for example, would be dull if not for the chicanery of our elected officials. Chicanery means trickery, deceitfulness, artifice, especially legal or political.
Try this. The Joker, Catwoman, and the Penguin all reaped millions from their clever criminal collaboration, but eventually they paid the price once their chicanery had been discovered.
Yes, and their plans were particularly insidious because of the devious way they infiltrated the entire banking system.Insidious means treacherous or sneaky. The spy's insidious plan was to steal the blueprints for the new secret weapon.
Winter was insidious. It crept in under the door and through the cracks in the windows. Other insidious things are the slow destruction of the environment, the decaying quality of life in the cities, and of course, opportunistic diseases. Cancer, for instance, which can spread rapidly from a small cluster of cells, is an insidious disease.
Well...This certainly has been a creepy section. I'll look forward to our moving on to the second half of this group of words. Meanwhile, however, it's time for a quick review of the vocabulary and then a character piece that uses the words in context.
Quickly, then, here are the definitions of the words we just learned from the first half of naughty or nice.
Belligerent.
Combative, warlike, and quarrelsome.
Caustic.
Like acid, hurtful to the point of being corrosive.
Cynic.
One who deeply distrusts human nature, pessimist.
Contentious.
Like a fighter, One who seeks out conflict.
Acerbic.
Sour, bitter, and nasty.
Chicanery.
Deceitful, underhanded behavior.
Insidious.
Treacherous and sneaky.
Pejorative.
Negative and disparaging.
Now, stay tuned for a brief word from someone who's dying to use all these nasty words in context.
Will you welcome, please, the nastiest man in the world, Mr. Misanthropy, Arthur D. Spite.
Thank you. Thank you, honored members of the International Society of Pessimists, Grumps, and Cynics. It's my great pleasure to have the chance to address so many like-minded, combative, quarrelsome, belligerent people like myself. There is a treacherous, sneaky, and insidious movement out there, my friends, that would see our kind put down. But the clever, dirty tricks, the underhanded chicanery of our ever-optimistic friends shall not prevail. A counter-campaign of nasty, corrosive, and caustic remarks will make mincemeat of their kindly efforts. Only the most bitter, severe, and acerbic language can effectively overthrow the current administration of happiness and hope. Go looking for arguments. Make disparaging, pejorative comments to total strangers. Pick a few fights. Be contentious. Screw your courage to the sticking place, and we'll not fail.
That's not a happy guy.
No, not at all. Such vitriol.
Vitriol?
Yes, vitriol. It's technically another word for sulfuric acid, but like so many words, its more common usage is figurative. To say something vitriolic, for example, is to say something so nasty your words burn like acid.
As in, the review of the book was so vitriolic that we all wondered whether the reviewer had some personal grudge against the author. His review was less an account of the book's merits, or lack thereof, than a great spewing forth of vitriol.
Exactly. Vitriol. A really lovely word. What do you say we finish up by covering the other half of this group, naughty and nice, by looking at the words that mean nice?
A fine idea. I'd like to start with a word that exemplifies niceness. Affable, which means relaxed and at ease in talking to others. Susan was an affable girl. She could strike up a pleasant conversation with almost anyone.
To be a good egg-beater sales rep, my father used to say, you must be the picture of affability. You have to be a people person.
Often a characteristic of an affable person, that is to say an outgoing, friendly, likable person, is his being gregarious. A gregarious person is a sociable one who enjoys the company of others. Dirk, for example, was too gregarious to enjoy the 50 years he spent in solitary confinement.
Anna wasn't very gregarious. She went to the party, but she spent most of her time hiding in the closet. Furthermore, a good way to remember what gregarious means is to remember that in biology, gregarious is used to describe animals that live in groups. For instance, bees, which live together in large colonies, are said to be gregarious insects.
It's amazing to think that a place as cramped as a beehive could provide such a congenial atmosphere. Congenial means agreeably suitable, pleasant. The little cabin in the woods was congenial to the writer. He was able to get a lot of writing done there.
Don't confuse congenial with congenital, which means acquired in the womb. These two words do not mean the same thing at all. When people get along together in a restaurant and don't throw food at one another, they're being congenial.
Genial and congenial share similar meanings. Genial means pleasing, kind, sympathetic, or helpful. You can be pleased by a genial manner or a genial climate.
A rather strange word that connotes kindness of a very particular sort is avuncular. It literally means like an uncle, but stresses the sense of a nice uncle. Kind, helpful, generous, and understanding in an uncle-y sort of way.
Avuncular can be used ironically, too. For example, one can put an avuncular face on an otherwise evil or ruthless organization. By electing a kindly old gentleman as their grand wizard, for instance, the Ku Klux Klan managed to put an avuncular face on their divisive and violent activities. They made something evil seem benign.
But if someone is genuinely likable, then they can be described as amiable. For instance, Nurse David was so good-natured and amiable, even the crankiest patients smiled when he came to take their blood.
Amiable means friendly and agreeable. Try this. The drama critic was so amiable in person that even the subjects of her negative reviews found it impossible not to like her.
Anyone who has a working knowledge of French or Spanish has a good mnemonic for amiable. The root is clearly amy, which can mean love or friendship in either of those two Latin-based languages.
Now let's talk about what you are when you're especially nice to others, to the exclusion of even your own interests. Altruism means selflessness, generosity, devotion to the interests of others.
To be altruistic is to help others without expectation of personal gain. The private foundation depended on the altruism of the extremely rich old man. When he decided to start spending his money on his 18-year-old girlfriend instead, the foundation went out of business. Giving money to a charity is an act of altruism. The altruist does it just to be nice, though he'll probably remember to take a tax deduction.
Now, take the root phil, which means love of, and smash it up against the root anthro, which means human. Add a simple suffix like p, that is P-Y, and you get philanthropy, which of course means a love of mankind. In particular, philanthropy connotes a sense of doing good deeds. By the way, the opposite of philanthropy is misanthropy, or a hatred of humankind. A misanthropic person would never donate to a charity.
Charity, for example, is a philanthropic institution. A philanthropist is someone who generally is known for being of service to other people. Philanthropy has a less heroic connotation than does altruism. Philanthropists are generous, whereas altruists risk their own best interests to serve others.
And last but not least, I give you largesse. This is another word for generosity, though the nuance of its meaning is slightly different. Anyone, rich or poor, can be philanthropic, but in order to show largesse, you have to have something substantial to give. For example, Sam was marginally literate at best. Only the largesse of his powerful uncle got Sam into Princeton. Largesse can also refer to the gift itself.
That's right. Largesse is usually what you use to describe a very large material gift. A millionaire who donates a wing to a hospital is exhibiting largesse. A regular person who donates what she can is being generous.
Now, as you are inevitably becoming used to, we'll present a quick review of all the nice words, and then follow that with a passage from a speaker who will use the words in context. Here, once again, are the words that signify nice.
Affable.
Easy to talk to. Pleasant.
Gregarious.
Sociable. Enjoying the company of others.
Congenial.
Agreeably suitable. Pleasant.
Avuncular.
Kindly, like an understanding uncle.
Amiable.
Friendly, likable, often used to describe a relationship.
Altruism.
Serving others with no consideration for oneself.
Philanthropy.
A love of humankind and a willingness to do good deeds.
Largesse.
Generosity on a big scale, as well as the gift itself.
And now, our speaker.
Very well. It's my pleasure to present to you Gloria the Good Witch of the South by Southeast.
Hello, hello, gentle friends. May I start by thanking my friendly, charming, amiable hosts. As a good witch with much power and many resources at my command, I am often called upon to dispense my largesse to those in need. However, my job goes beyond the mere allocation of magical assistance. I must also be upbeat, approachable, easy to talk to, and otherwise affable. Unless people feel comfortable, unless I create a relaxed, pleasant atmosphere that is congenial, they are generally unwilling to expose their need for assistance. And while it is important for me to be sociable and outgoing, I must avoid being too much of a social butterfly. Being gregarious is not part of the job description. Rather than seeming like a good buddy, I am best served by adopting a kindly, understanding, avuncular air. Who my reward, of course, depends upon the character of those who seek my help. For example, someone who has given of himself with no regard for his own well-being, a person who has displayed that sort of altruism, is very likely to receive my favor. A simple love of mankind, a basic sense of philanthropy, is often enough to warrant my good graces.
That covers all of the words in the naughty but nice group. Now, as we've done before, we'll present all the words one more time. Caustic.
A counter campaign of nasty, corrosive, and caustic remarks will make mincemeat of their kindly efforts.
Caustic means like acid, corrosive. A caustic comment is one designed to really hurt the other person.
Amiable.
Hello, hello, gentle friends. May I start by thanking my friendly, charming, amiable hosts?
Amiable means friendly, agreeable. My favorite teacher is an amiable guy. He's great to be around.
Belligerent.
It's my great pleasure to have the chance to address so many like-minded, combative, quarrelsome, belligerent people like myself.
Belligerent means quarrelsome and warlike. The teacher finally expelled the belligerent student from her class.
Altruism.
For example, someone who is given of himself with no regard for his own well-being, a person who has displayed that sort of altruism, is very likely to receive my favor.
Altruism is the act of giving and expecting nothing in return. When a person runs inside a burning building to save a stranger's baby, they are being altruistic.
Cynic.
Thank you, honored members of the International Society of Pessimists, Grumps, and Cynics.
A cynic is one who deeply distrusts human nature. They are generally very pessimistic. Dracula, for instance, is a very cynical character.
Largesse.
As a good witch with much power and resources at my command, I am often called upon to dispense my largesse to those in need.
Largesse is the generous giving of gifts or the gift itself. The new Jones Concert Hall, named after its chief benefactor, Mr. Jones, benefited by his largesse.
Acerbic.
Only the most bitter, severe, and acerbic language can effectively overthrow the current administration of happiness and hope.
Acerbic means bitter, sour, severe. When the divorcee described her ex-husband as a miserable little toad, she was being acerbic.
Avuncular.
Rather than seeming like a good buddy, I am best served by adopting a kindly, understanding, avuncular air.
Avuncular means kindly in an unclely sort of way. Whenever he felt glum, little Adam would cheer himself up with a visit to the avuncular ice cream man at the corner candy store. He knew a smile and a free cone were always waiting there for him. Gregarious.
And while it is important for me to be sociable and outgoing, I must avoid being too much of a social butterfly. Being gregarious is not part of the job description.
Gregarious means sociable, outgoing, enjoying the company of others. A regular partygoer could be described as gregarious.
Chicanery.
But the clever, dirty tricks, the underhanded chicanery of our ever-optimistic friends shall not prevail.
Chicanery is another word for trickery or deceitfulness. It usually refers to the legal or political kind. Nixon, for example, was forced to resign when his White House chicanery was discovered. Insidious.
There is a treacherous, sneaky, and insidious movement out there, my friends, that would see our kind put down.
Insidious means treacherous and sneaky. The slow takeover of our apartment by a silent army of cockroaches was truly insidious.
Philanthropy.
A simple love of mankind, a basic sense of philanthropy, is often enough to warrant my good graces.
Philanthropy is a love of humankind as expressed through the doing of good deeds. The millionaires were famous for their philanthropy. They were always giving of their time and money.
Contentious.
Be contentious. Pick a few fights.
A contentious person is quarrelsome and argumentative. High school bullies are often good examples of contentious people.
Affable.
I must also be upbeat, approachable, easy to talk to, and otherwise affable.
Affable means easy to talk to, pleasant. An affable person is easy to get along with.
Pejorative.
Make disparaging or pejorative comments to total strangers.
Pejorative is anything negative or disparaging. Your mother wears army boots is a pejorative thing to say.
Congenial.
Unless people feel comfortable, unless I create a relaxed, pleasant atmosphere that is congenial, they are generally unwilling to expose their need for assistance.
Congenial means agreeably suitable or pleasant. Angela's fear of going to the dentist was eased by her doctor's congenial air and his nicely designed office. Well, that covers all of the word group naughty but nice.
When you feel you have a good grasp of the words, try using them in conversations with friends and in your writing.